This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, you can also get well. It is about lifestyle. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. And that's great news, because the choices we make, those are up to us. Nobody else can make choices for you. You have to take responsibility for your health and for your life. So no one else is going to do it. You have to jump in and make it happen. That's a good thing, though. So when you think about the foods you eat every single day, what kind of foods are you eating? It's funny, I talked to someone the other day that just knew they needed to have a lifestyle change. They're starting to take a bunch of medications. They've hit that point in life where they see their body breaking down. You get in your late 40s, early 50s, things start happening. You start saying, what happened? And you think it's what you did 6 months ago, but really it's what you've been doing over about a decade of time. Decades usually deliver certain aspects and avenues of health. So you want to look at your habits. So the daily things that you do, the stress that you manage or that you put yourself in, or the foods that you eat on a regular basis, or maybe the exercise that you get or don't get. All of these play a role. They're your habits. Your relationships, people you hang out with, toxins in the environment. Are they around you? Are they in you? Are you living in an area that's highly toxic? I mean, all of that really does matter, and it plays a role with our health. And the choices you make with that are what's going to determine everything. Everybody wants to hang their hat on genetics. You know, what grandma and grandpa passed down. Not so much. Not so much. It's more about lifestyle. And really, it is. I mean, the CDC has even done confirmed studies that shows us about 80 to 85% of the root cause of most health challenges is due to emotional health, environmental health. And we can really control so much of that and make an impact. But it's up to us. You can't just let life happen. You got to make it happen. So that's the key. 888-283-7272. 25 million U.S. adults now struggle with pain on a daily basis. So pain clinics have popped up all over the country. And the medical boards have really begun to regulate those more than ever, as they should, because a lot of times medications are given or people pose themselves to get the medications, is probably a better way to put it, to get the medications when they really don't need them. So it's a widespread condition, though, in America. More than 25 million adults are suffering on a daily basis. This is a new national survey. But 14 million adults, roughly 6.4%, experience severe pain, which can be associated with poor health and disability. So other national studies of chronic pain have yielded similar results. But what's interesting is that when they looked at this, they found that about 54 million adults, nearly one quarter, reported mild pain that wasn't incapacitating, but they deal with it on a daily basis. So pain's a big deal. And about one-third of adults have some kind of joint-related pain in a given year, which is really interesting. And 1 in 10 adults experience a lot of pain at the highest level, 10 out of 10 on a scale. So the American College of Rheumatology actually did some guidelines looking at some natural ways to support people that deal with pain from an evidence-based perspective. Now, there's cognitive behavioral counseling that can go on with the pain, but they found some natural methods that are pretty simple, like acupuncture. And I can tell you that acupuncture is an amazing tool. Chinese medicine has been around for a long time, and now I'm excited to see that it's being so widely accepted and utilized within our medical profession now that it's becoming very commonplace. But also, Tai Chi has been used a lot for arthritis. A lot of people that struggle with these type of joint aches and pains, the Tai Chi can help a lot. And also yoga has been very helpful with that. Now, all the pain opioids that are used on a regular basis, like Vicodin and Oxycontin, Percocets, the basics, they have a role for sure. And if you've ever been in a high level of pain, maybe post-surgery or through an injury, you know how beneficial those medications can be. But when you get hooked on those, that's when it becomes quite the challenge. So, again, with pain, you've got to look at the root cause of the pain. Is it arthritis? Is it rheumatoid arthritis? Is it due to an injury? Is it a nerve-related condition? Because those can be quite serious and demand a lot more attention. But you've got to figure out if you really do need the medications or not. And I think with this more of a self-analysis and then along with your physician working with you, you should be able to figure out how well your body's going to do or not do with it. And there's a lot of natural alternatives out there. I'll tell you this a lot. And American Pharmacy Company has put together, which I'm pretty amazed at, they've got an all-natural cream that's fantastic for supporting the body. And their pharmacists compound them. And it's an all-natural cream, helps with a lot of things like neuropathy. It deals with migraine headaches. There's a lot of certain pain conditions that they have this. And they send it right to your door. All insurance is accepted. It's really neat to see how they do things. There's also some natural products as well. Amino Active is a really good company. But when you get down to it and you look at someone that deals with chronic pain, you want to look at their overall lifestyle, their eating habits, because foods create a pretty solid amount of inflammation in the body. And if you deal with chronic levels of inflammation or chronic levels of pain, there can be some situations where those levels can be some of the root causes and some of the reasons that you're struggling with quite a bit of pain. So you want to look at your eating habits. If somebody struggles with that, you know, alongside this study, eating habits, if you're eating a bunch of junk food, processed food, refined carbohydrates, breads, pasta, cereals, crackers, doing a lot of juices and sodas, a lot of high sugar content foods, then it can flare up inflammation in a great way. If you go to our website, go to inshape.us, you will find quite a few options there and some great articles on pain and really what can happen and what the inflammation cascade, what it really does, and then what to do about it. There's a lot of great information. But yeah, one of the keys you've got to look at is your overall lifestyle habits when you're dealing with pain. Really is. Because you can't rely so much on the clinics and the pain meds. Although they're helpful and they can be a good band-aid, you've got to look at the overall cause of why the body starts having the pain in the first place and then build a plan around it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web. Whatever you're struggling with, we're here to help. Doesn't matter. So if you have diabetes, arthritis, fibromyalgia, you need to lose 30 pounds, whatever it is. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It is about lifestyle and the choices we make each and every day. That's what determines the kind of health we're going to have. It really, really does. Amazing. We've got Paul in Palm Beach says that for the last few weeks, I've had muscle spasms in my eyes. What can cause this? You know, it's funny, Paula, when we were in medical school, the doctor came out one time, he was one of our instructors, and he said, how many of you in here, your eyelids twitch? And it was so funny because this is a random question. And three quarters of the room, including myself, raised their hand. Everybody's eyelids are twitching. No one ever talked about it. It's because calcium gets depleted in the body with high levels of stress, high levels of caffeine, which a lot of people are using. I drink a lot of green tea. And so in high levels of caffeine, you deplete calcium. And so if you're not eating enough vegetables, then, or if you're not getting enough calcium from whatever sources, then it can cause quite an issue with that. So that's one thing to look at. It's your calcium levels and vitamin D, which is the carrier for a lot of that, and locking in your minerals. So you might want to get a vitamin D test and check your calcium. We'll be right back.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Let's go to Mark. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
How you doing tonight, Doctor?
Living well, man.
Great. I have a question. My dad is having a challenge with hepatitis C, and so we just want to try to find some natural ways or some different ways that we can get it into remission, you know, different things that you may suggest to get them to help them along with that.
Sure. What's been going on so far, man? Has he done anything else at all?
Well, my mom is on the line with me. She knows more. Hey, Mom, let her know what's going on.
He did some type of treatment, but from what I was told, that it's kind of hard for it to go in remission with black men. So if the treatment didn't work, so just waiting for something else to come out. But we wondered if there was any kind of supplements or something natural that could help it.
Well, hepatitis C, you know, first of all, being a real strong, you know, viral infection itself, it's a challenge because the best thing you can do is keep the immune system strong, you know, in the middle of it. I mean, that's what you really want to focus on. And that's why the treatments, sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. It's kind of just a shot in the dark. And you want to get it dormant. You know, viral infections can be active or they can be dormant. So the goal with hepatitis C is to get it, if you can, to be dormant. Now, stress levels play a big role, believe it or not. So if there's a lot of mental or emotional stress, physical stress, job stress, that can be a trigger for the hepatitis C to keep it active. And so by keeping it, you know, keeping life as much as you can. I mean, I know life stress just happens. But it's not so much about a supplement that's really going to trigger it. Now, there are some things that can help. But following an anti-inflammatory diet, you know, like I talk about, that's a big deal. Because when you have viral activity in the body, whatever kind it is, you want to keep that low. Now, because it's hard on the liver, and that's what it really can be a challenge with, you want to support the liver. Now, supporting the liver, milk thistle can be really good. There's some good research behind that. Vitamin C levels are important too. And they have a lot of different options out there. Physicians are doing vitamin C infusions. They're doing drips in their offices, which in more of the alternative settings, and that can be helpful. There's been good results with vitamin C at a liquid form, doing it in a drip version like an IV. So that can be helpful. There's also some good research out there with hepatitis C with using some of the amino acids. And with viral infections in general, L-arginine typically is one that stimulates viral activity, and lysine is one that can really tone it down. So you might want to look into that. Now, I haven't seen really so much any IV therapy with that, but I believe it's out there. So you might want to check that out as well. So it's all about giving the body what it needs, and it's about keeping things at bay and, you know, keeping the body or doing everything you can to keep the viral activity at bay. And there's different methods out there. I mean, one is, you know, obviously with what he's doing every single day, exercise can play a big role. Plenty of distilled water, half his body weight in ounces of water. Hydrating the body can play a big role too. And I would look at vitamin D levels always. You know, with hepatitis C, vitamin D still plays a role. It does. And we talk about that a lot on the show. But with any type of infection to the body, any type of breakdown in the immune system at all, vitamin D, keeping those numbers up can be very helpful. But Hep C is a tough one. It is, because it can come and it can go. And that's why even with some of the standard medical treatments that we have out there, it's just kind of a catch-22 with whatever you're dealing with. So his lifestyle choices that he's making in finding a doctor in his area that maybe can have some more of these treatments available can be very helpful. And that's what I would look into. And, you know, just like our whole preferred wellness provider team that we have out there, there are doctors that can be helpful in this area. So just do your research And just keep me posted. You can always shoot me an email here. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. There's a risk for heart attack, stroke, they're saying, may be underestimated. Of course, this is the number one killer right now, with about 800,000 heart attacks or heart disease patients being diagnosed every year. The method doctors now are using to determine if a person's risk for heart attack or heart disease could underestimate the future odds. They're saying that because a person's risk of heart disease is currently estimated in the short term, meaning that the likelihood of them having heart disease in the next 10 years is stronger. But a new study calculates lifetime risk by measuring it across the adult age spectrum, beginning in middle age. And this research estimates risk for men and women and for African Americans and whites. Previous estimates of heart disease have looked mainly at white men. And by using lifetime estimates of heart disease risk, this research provides a long-term view of the extent of the health problem in the United States now and in the future. So researchers did this at Northwestern University. They argue that for the short-term glimpse of high risk, which may give some adults a false sense of security about their lifetime prospects of heart disease, the study found that a 45-year-old man or woman who is at low risk for heart disease in the next decade may be at very high risk later in life if he or she has just one or two risk factors, such as higher than ideal blood pressure or cholesterol levels. So we're giving incomplete and misleading risk information if we only focus on the next 10 years of someone's life. Donald Lloyd, who's an MD, said in a news release, he is an associate professor of preventative medicine at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. Now, just kind of elaborate on that. You know, risk factors, we have to go by the statistics and we have to go by what is available and looking at the risk and seeing if it really plays a role for me or you. Well, you also have to look at your lifestyle choices because genetics play a role, about a third, tops, 20 to 30%. You got to look at your lifestyle choices. So if a person's active, let's say that, you know, they have certain risk factors, but they can change their lifestyle choices. Now, does that put them out of the category? Or do we just go by the stats? See, so much can change within a person if they're willing to change their lifestyle. And just because genetics may play a role or past history or family history may play a role, you've got to look at how the person is living their life now. We have so much to determine our destiny when it comes to our overall health. It really comes down to our hands. That puts a lot of power in us.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care to take you from where you are to where you need to be. You've got a great team. It's growing around the country. Got them in Tulsa, got them out in California, got it down in Texas, up in Michigan, New York, Kentucky, Alabama, growing every single day. So wherever you're listening to the show, because we're everywhere growing every single day, we've got somebody in your area that really is on board to take care of you in this manner that you hear about and you get excited about. A lot of doctors are really moving, and healthcare providers are moving in this direction and combining regular standard of care along with some nutritional-based methods and getting really good results. So we'll keep you posted. Exercise may boost mood for some of the chronically ill. Now, we know that exercise plays a big role, and it is, and it's huge. And I'm a huge exercise fanatic myself, and it's just something that I have been for a very long time. And it does. We know that it plays a role in brain chemistry. Our brain chemistry, they're important. You've got all kinds of great brain chemicals like dopamine and serotonin, GABA, acetylcholine, your norepinephrine, and all the different brain chemicals. Well, we've known now that working out regularly may brighten the mood of people with chronic health conditions like cancer, heart disease, and back pain. But now the research is showing us that it's no miracle cure, but on average, six people would need to hit the gym or go for a jog or one person to see any mood improvement. And it said it's a nice piece of evidence, and I'm pleased because I like the concept. Dr. Galenberg, who chairs the Department of Psychiatry at Penn State University, said that there is some evidence for it to prevent depression and actually evidence for exercise being as a treatment itself. So they're calling exercise now a treatment in this study. With the new study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, researchers wanted to weigh the evidence that the training or exercise training can also help the chronically ill who don't have a diagnosis of depression but nonetheless may just feel kind of down. So the importance, this is important because depressive symptoms could make people less likely to take their meds, which could increase their health challenges, as they say here. And this was done at the University of Alabama in Birmingham. He and his colleagues did 90 previous studies, and they were checking out different people with cancer, heart disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, fibromyalgia, chronic pain, and obesity. And in the study, they had them do exercises on an average three times a week over 17 weeks. According to the study, people's depressive symptoms, as rated on a variety of psychological scales, dropped about 20% with exercise overall. That's a huge deal. It really is. So, I mean, to get a 20% drop in your symptoms without taking medications, without changing anything but just going out and exercising 3 days a week, plays a big role. You know, 6 out of 10 of Americans right now are depressed. And 8 million of our young people right now are on psychotropic drugs. I don't know if you realize that, but that's a big deal. So something needs to change. And you know, I was talking with someone this weekend. I was doing an event in Nashville, Tennessee, and I was talking to an anchor on one of the television shows there, or one of the news anchors, and we were just chatting. And you know, it's amazing to see just the difference. He and I are in about the same age bracket, and when we were younger, you just really saw, and I mean, literally, you have kids running all over the neighborhood. You drive through neighborhoods now. Take a look. Pay attention to it next time. It's like a ghost town. You don't see kids running around at all anymore. Everybody's indoors. And, you know, I believe that plays a big role for depression. You're not getting vitamin D. You're not getting a lot of what you get from the sunshine. You're not getting the fresh air in their lungs. I mean, there's so much that being outside and playing and running around, the social interaction, what it does for your overall health. And I think just in a depression type situation like we're talking about right now, just the exercise in general, running around, you know, literally just being out playing, it does so much for your health and plays such a big role. So something that's interesting, I think, that we've seen a shift over the last, my goodness, probably 20 years or so, and I think our kids are really suffering for it. So Edward Bono says, in a quote, says, humor is by far the most significant activity of the human brain. And it is. We don't laugh enough. We don't play enough. We definitely are stressed out way too much and are not enjoying life. And there's so much that we can do to increase that. Patch Adams, who is a physician, that's the famous movie that Robin Williams did, really did studies himself, kind of not formalized, but, you know, on the power of being happy and power of laughter and what it can do. And literally how it can transform those who are sick and prolong their lives and improve their mood and get better outcomes. Powerful. Hatch, I've spoken with him before, met him before, and just a wonderful human being. And still out on his mission field to transform as many lives as possible. So we are big Patch fans here on the show. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to go to Joe right now. Hi, Joe.
Good evening, sir. Thank you. I have two things. I've tore my rotator cuff, and I'd like for you to tell me what I can do to get that sucker to heal.
Okay. We need to get that sucker to heal. I'm telling you.
Oh, honey, it hurts.
I bet it does.
Thank goodness now the MRI showed. Now, the doctor did not use the word partial, but he said that it did not tear all the way through, and they wouldn't go in and repair it or clean it up or anything because that it will heal, but I guess I'm just wanting it to hurry up.
Well, I think we'd all want it to hurry up, I'm telling you. So, have you done physical therapy? Did they put you on any of that? You have?
Yes, sir. I'm in that now.
I did this
last Sunday evening. It was a week ago, and I've been in therapy. I go three times a week. And I'm also, what I've just listened to you say about exercise, Lord, Lord, you can't stress it enough, because if it wasn't, well, me being in water exercise, now, I don't mean necessarily aerobics. I'm talking about water exercise. It's just saved me, now, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I just love it.
I don't miss it.
But now I've had to be real careful with this, you know, and I just thought you might could tell me something.
I could tell you a whole bunch of something. How about
all
that,
right,
as we say in the South?
All right.
Well, to get the body to heal a little bit faster when you've got a tear or any kind of injury, a couple things. One, you want to find a doctor that has cold level laser. Now, some physical therapists will have it. It's called laser therapy. All right. The FDA approved it years ago, and it will almost double or cut down in half, is a better way to put it, your healing time. And if your PT group doesn't have it, you might want to look into, sometimes osteopathic physicians have them. Chiropractic physicians are using a lot of this laser therapy in their office. So someone in your office may have that. I'm telling you, right now, at this point where you are, it can help tremendously. Now, you'll have to go probably three times a week on that, too. But maybe you could just set it up on the same days you go to the other treatment and just get it all knocked out and just hop from different offices. But that laser treatment, I've just seen incredible results with it and how well it works. Doesn't hurt. You don't feel a thing, but it just begins to heal and mend. Now, the other thing, too, for healing properties in the body, vitamin D3. Okay, get your blood test done. If your doctor didn't do it, run in there tomorrow or when you go to your PT visit, see if you can go down the hall and get somebody to do a little vitamin D test on you and see what those numbers are. Numbers need to be between about 60 and 90 on a blood test. That's the higher end of the range. But it's proven that when vitamin D levels are up, your healing is better within the body. Okay, so that's a key too. Vitamin C levels have always been big, so there's plenty of research out there on vitamin C. You might want to talk to someone, but higher levels of vitamin C would be good. And just do some research on your own. But that helps rebuild tissue. And manganese, all right? Manganese, not magnesium, but manganese is great for ligament repair, and also for muscle tissue repair. All of that. Don't forget your fish oil, too. I'm going to talk about that. Fish oil is vital in the healing process within the body and getting your rest and all that. But keep the range of motion up. The shoulder is a booger. Let me tell you, it's tough to get that thing to heal faster than it normally would. But if you stay on some of the nutritional guidelines and you eat well, stay off, you know, things like gluten, which is all your breads and your pastas and your cereals and your crackers, those flour-based foods, and the cow's milk dairy, I would switch over to goat milk dairy because it has higher amounts of absorbable calcium. So if you get your vitamin D levels up and you got good levels of calcium you can use, the body's going to be able to heal. All right? So there's a handful for you, darling, and just keep being the firecracker that you are and keep doing what you're doing. And don't let this thing slow you down. And we'll be here for you every step of the way. If you need anything, just give us a call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out online at getwellradio.com. You shoot me an email. Connie in Orlando, Florida, speaking of email, says, my doctor says that I'm hypoglycemic. And he's suggesting the potential for meds coming down the pipeline. Can I fix this naturally? Well, he's talking about meds because hypoglycemia is a precursor for diabetes many times. And so you want, definitely, are there things you can do? Without a doubt, it's all in your diet. It's all in the foods that you eat. So literally, Connie, focus on putting the right kind of foods in, healthy fats at every meal, good lean quality proteins, and also low glycemic carbs. Watch out for other flour-based foods, the potatoes, the rice. Those are the ones that are going to throw your blood sugar levels off. And eating just fruits and vegetables for your carbohydrates will help balance along with healthy fats and proteins. And that, you know, there's really no wonder supplement. It's more about the diet than anything when it comes to hypoglycemia.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?
Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Lifestyle providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this shape and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, powerful. Now, exercise has been touted as some great medicine, and of course, I always think exercise is a form of medicine. But now for our regular heartbeats, we call them atrial fibrillation, or AFib. They're saying that exercise may be some of the best medicine for that we've ever thought. A lot of times when you had AFib, doctors would say to avoid too much exercise as it put too much strain and stress on the heart. But now exercise appears to help control an irregular heartbeat more than we thought. They did some studies in Australia, and they call it cardiorespiratory fitness. And with the cardiorespiratory fitness refers to the ability of the heart and the lungs to supply oxygen to the body during sustained physical activity. So the study adds it to a growing body of evidence that aggressive risk factor management with increased physical activity should be an integral component, they say, of the management of AFib. So it's the most common abnormal heart rhythm. Okay, it affects about 2.7 million Americans. And according to the American Heart Association, obesity and inactivity are the risk factors for AFib, which can lead to a stroke, which is very, very concerning. And matter of fact, a lot of people that struggle with this, they've done studies, and they say if you have a body mass index of 27 or more, meaning they were overweight or obese, you're a high-risk category for an AFib, even if you've never dealt with it before. So they looked at this, and I'll tell you one of the greatest nutritional components to support this are fruits and vegetables. It's so simple. Fruits and veggies. I mean, I'm telling you, it solves so much. I can just sit here on the show and talk about fruits and vegetables, seriously. Because 1.5% of Americans are eating them. That means that, my goodness, 98.5% of Americans are not. And we can do a whole show on fruits and veggies. That's it. And, I mean, why are we not doing it? It's convenience, for the most part. A lot of people don't like the taste of them, but more than anything, it's convenience. That's why some of these organic juice places, I'm not talking about where it's loaded with a bunch of sugar and just protein powders. I mean, organic juice bars are popping up out of convenience. People are wanting to a place to go just drink their vegetables for the day, and they don't have time to deal with sitting and eat a salad for 30 minutes. They don't have time for all that. So they want a quick and easy way to get their veggies in on a regular basis. Dr. Paul Thompson, he's the chief of cardiology at Hartford Hospital in Connecticut, said that exercise is a good way to reduce the chances of developing AFib in the first place. So if you're ever concerned about it, getting out and exercising can make a big difference. And Thompson's an author of an accompanying journal editorial coming up recently on physical activity. And what's interesting is that a lot of programs are out there that say to promote weight loss, improve cardiorespiratory fitness, but they're not really targeted at helping atrial fibrillation, which is something that so many people struggle with. And I would say, just to add to that, really, if you're focused on keeping the heart healthy, if you're doing the right things like walking 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing your 150 minutes a week or your 70 minutes of high intensity, see, those are the numbers. And you've got to get that in. If you're not getting those numbers in, then you're missing out. I mean, because the reality is, if you don't stay fit, if you don't do the work to stay healthy, the body will tear down. It will. It's not if, it might, it will. So you don't use it, you lose it. And that's why lifestyle is important. Your habits are really important. But atrial fibrillation really benefits from exercise, along with fruits and vegetables, your B-complex vitamins. And don't forget, dark leafy greens are loaded, chock full and loaded of these B vitamins that can make such an impact in your overall health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Margie. Hi, Margie.
I would like to know some information about osteoporosis and the best diet for to deal with osteoporosis and how much calcium to take on a daily basis.
Well, osteoporosis, you've got to look at it. It's just a softening of the bones. The bone doesn't get enough of the minerals that it needs, and that's really the main situation. You start off with what's called osteopenia, and that's kind of a light softening of the bones. Then it moves into where they're in more of a brittle state, and that's the osteoporosis. So the body just kind of moves in through that routine, and you just have to figure out exactly what to do with it. And, of course, if you do lab work, which I'm a huge fan of, if you get the lab work done, you'll find out exactly what your body needs. You'll find out if it has enough vitamin D. Vitamin D is a catalyst, I think, for all osteoporosis. If you don't handle that, you're really missing the boat. Has to happen. So you want to have someone, your physician, nutritionist, someone, actually do some lab work and check and see what your overall numbers are. Because that's a key. Osteoporosis, I'll tell you, one of the biggest keys is getting enough vitamin D. And your vitamin D levels need to be between about 70 and 90 on a blood test. If it's not, you can get it from the sun. You can do it in a supplement form. You can get it from things like mushrooms. Whole eggs have a lot of vitamin D and also a lot of calcium in there. But getting enough of those together is what makes a difference. Because, again, osteoporosis is all about the other minerals, too. Magnesium, don't forget about boron. I mean, there's quite a few that can make a difference. You just have to make sure you're getting enough vitamin D where it can absorb the other minerals that you're taking in through your healthy diet. I mean, that can all make a difference. And then other, your exercise. So walking at least 10 minutes a day, 6 days a week, I think you ought to go up to 20 if you can swing it. And then also, you want to look at mini trampolines. Mini trampolines, I'm telling you, are amazing. UrbanRebounder.com makes one that is a great way to go. And it helps keep the body strong, fit, and also keeps the bone density levels up. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. It helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.